Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit, or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 23rd to the 26th of June, 2025. How are you all? Hope you're good. You can tell I've not done my tongue twister warm-ups today, Rob. I feel a bit...
Red,
you
lorry, mean yellow,
New
lorry.
York.
That's it.
Joining me is Rob. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello there, everybody. You, late. How was your holiday, Ree? Was it nice?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was absolutely lovely. I had 10 days in Mallorca and I could go back. I loved it there. First time I've been, and it wasn't what I expected at all. I don't know why I was expecting it to not be as nice as it is there, but it's absolutely lovely.
I mean, it's quite a popular holiday destination, so I imagine it's not bad, you know.
It's perfect for if you've got a kid, is what
I would say.
Oh, okay.
I won't
go.
If you're
looking for somewhere, no. Well, you could still go. You could just go to places that are for adults, but it's perfect if you've got kids. They've got everything there.
Plenty of places like that, let me assure you. Did you get me a stick of rock?
No, I did.
One job.
Really hard.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet you did. I bet a whole day of your holiday was gone looking for my sticker rock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So welcome back. Feels like ages since me and you were sat here and done this.
It does. Well, to be fair, it's been about 2 weeks.
It has. But we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the slightly late upload, but we're here now. All is well and dandy with the world. On to EastEnders. Busy old week this week.
Just a little bit. You can tell, is it just me or can you tell that we've got a new executive producer?
Can you tell I think it may be because we know. I figured that we would be quite sensitive to the changes coming in for a new producer. And I'm not noticing too many like vibe changes of the show at the minute. It still feels pretty sort of, for me, Did you? What did you notice?
Yeah. I can't even describe it. It's like you said, a vibe change. It's like a slightly different vibe. That's all I don't really know how to explain it. And also, like, I feel like we've gone from... Already we're not in the, like, block storytelling as much as we were. Like, we're fitting quite a bit more in each week, but it's only been 2 weeks.
It's only early days. Last week, though, when you were away, someone kind of popped back. You know, you go away for 5 minutes and someone who's not been there for 20 years comes back.
Who said they were never going to come back, came back
said,
while
literally
we were in Mallorca.
I'm absolutely no interest in coming back or until Ree goes to Mallorca and then I'll come back. So what did you think of Zoe's return, Ree?
Do you know what I'm going to say now? If it had not been spoiled, that would have been the biggest surprise
always the way,
on the planet. It would have done so well. If we didn't know who it was, we would have definitely thought it was Hayley.
Yes.
It did so well in making you think that it would be if you didn't know who it was.
The only thing that stopped me from thinking it was Hayley was like, would they hold back on early upload if it was Hayley? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I know she took over the entire show for a whole year, but I don't know if she'd have earned that.
Yeah, that is very true. I didn't think of that actually. But so what was the point in? Oh, do you know what? It's just annoying that that
It
certain newspaper spoiled
is.
it. I guess how would they have kept it secret there?
Well,
It makes me
just not told
think.
anybody. Nobody would have
But it
leaked
may.
it, and it would have been a nice surprise at the end.
You know, but like, remember with Cindy and she were like going in disguise to the studio and stuff. It's making me think that Michelle Ryan must not be in some scenes for a bit of time in between with how they might have planned for
Well,
it.
we don't know when she's back, but apparently it's a full-time return when she is back. So that'll be fun when we get back to that storyline. What are your thoughts on how they're going to deal with the whole sort of secret twin thing, Redwater? Is that going to be addressed at all, do you reckon?
Oh no, I think they're just going to pretend it never
Ignore it, pretend it
happened.
never happened.
100%. Yeah, I wouldn't blame
Low
them if they
key,
did, to be
fingers
honest.
crossed, I've got to be honest. I feel like it's
Yeah.
weird though, because it was a big thing for Kat at the time, even outside of Redwater. It was like quite a considerable, because they had that. The whole I became a total slag thing, that was because she was rent to that nunnery, and that's where and that's why she went to that
And that's
nunnery.
where, and is that where, was it there where she found out about
It
that
was
she had
there where I think
twins?
she gave birth to the twins.
Yeah.
So that's why she went back there. So it's sort of like it was quite a big thing even within the show, even ignoring Redwater. It was quite a big thing that happened kind of
But
on screen and
they've literally never mentioned
never
it
referred
since
to it
there.
again.
So why?
It'll be interesting to sort of see what occurs from it, or won't they? We'll have to
And
wait
when
and
you think
see.
about it, she's technically given birth to two sets of twins, but never mentions that ever.
That's a busy fertility system, Mrs. Moon
Right?
has going on there, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Moon, yeah.
Yes. So we'll see what goes on when Zoe returns. We don't know when that's going to be, but any theories on what? Oh, what do you think of this theory that she might be Joel's mum?
Well, I speculated it to you a bit ago, didn't I? Like, we were messaging each other, and I said, "Oh, I've seen this a
Psychic
few
re,
times now
you know, s
online." They weren't.
psychic.
I'd seen it online. I'm not going to take
Oh,
credit
okay.
for
Oh, okay.
it. And you were like, "No, really?" But actually, I totally think it could be that because she was pregnant, and then the thing that she's trying to hide from everyone that she don't want to tell everyone is that she gave a baby up for adoption, or that she left a child.
And Joel's and the Joel stuff was sort of the B storyline throughout the week as
Yeah.
well, wasn't it? So it's sort of like, is he there? I don't know.
And we had that line from him when Vicky
You ain't my mother,
were like shouting at him. She
essentially,
went, "Yeah, you ain't my mother." So
essentially,
yeah, bit of foreshadowing there. I wouldn't be
Ooh.
surprised. Do I hate it? Am I here for it? You know, we have these coincidences on Albert Square, like the fact that Rose was Cindy. So why not go
I
for
mean,
it?
that's those sort of coincidences. I don't really don't bother me all that much, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a soap, and you kind of got to sort of suspend your disbelief a little bit sometimes, haven't you?
Yeah, that's it. But I'm here for it if it is that, because there's a lot of storylines to be had if she is his mum. Like, there's a lot. And then that Kat's actually his grandmother. Like, yeah, I'm here for it, to be honest, if it is
Nanny,
that.
nanny cat. That's a mad
Nanny
thing to think about, isn't
Kat.
it?
Well, it'd be about right, though, because, you know, Zoe's old enough to have had a child
She
and
is.
everything by now. So, yeah.
25th anniversary of the Slaters. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to
That's
be.
how
I
old we
think it
are,
is going to
Ree.
be.
That's how old we
Yeah,
are.
I know. All right, reminders.
Depressing. So,
Ick.
that was last week. Lots and lots to discuss this week. So let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. Let's talk about the Mitchells, first of all, the new Mitchells, I should say. So, half Christmas. Shut up. I've never heard such rubbish in my life. Nobody on God's green earth has ever done a half Christmas. I don't believe it for a second.
And do you know what? It's made me genuinely consider doing it.
Shut up. No, it hasn't.
I swear to God, because
Really?
just think how much my daughter would love that. A
She would, to be
Christmas halfway
fair.
through the year,
To be fair, you
right?
can get pigs in blankets all the way through the year these days. Never used to be able to do
Right.
that.
So I'm actually here for it. But then I was thinking about it and I was like, I couldn't be bothered to put a Christmas tree up for a
No,
day
twice a
and then take
year.
it back down. Yeah, no, I couldn't be bothered with that. That's the only thing. Like, I could put a couple of decorate, like a bit of tinsel up, maybe, but I won't be bothered about doing that. But actually, it's quite a nice idea. If you did it as a family tradition, if you don't get to see your family that much and you all go, right, 25th of June, everyone book it off, we're gonna have an half Christmas.
I don't know though, like it's the idea of like imagine now when we're in the middle of a heat wave and you're like slaving over like a big old turkey dinner or something in the middle of the day.
Well, you'd do a barbecue, wouldn't you, like they do in
That's
Australia for
true. That's
Christmas?
true. That's
A
true.
half Christmas barbecue, then you don't have to get all decorations. I'm here for it. I'm telling you, I actually think it's a great idea.
Well, in that case, according to Nicola's logic, all you need to do then is ruin this actual Christmas. Then you can make up for it the following year.
Yeah, of course. Well, much to say about Nicola.
Well, I mean, I've got to say, I'd quite like to have watched that Christmas. Whatever she was, that would have been nice to see. But maybe that could have been an actual EastEnders Christmas. And then from here on in, she could have started going on about this half Christmas thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, and then they could have made it a new tradition now. Yeah, but they're a bit older. Yeah, I feel like she did it because they were kids.
Yeah, because I guarantee this will never be mentioned again.
You reckon they'll not do it again next year?
Of course not, Reed. We will not be hearing about half Christmas this time in the summer. I'm telling you now.
Right, well, I'm going to see. Let's give it a year and see.
Bookmark me. I'm telling you now, we will not be hearing about Half Christmas ever again. Although, if they do decide to do it, that at least gives us two opportunities to have a turkey thrown across the table.
That's true. There you go. Oh, yeah, they didn't do it, did they?
No, swings around.
She totally should have done that as soon as Zach walked in.
As soon as Zach walked in, lob a turkey at his head. Out! Yeah, that would have been all right.
I don't even think you can get turkeys in June, but yeah, go on.
That's true, and I think you can. A bit of Bird and Matthews would be all right. Anyway, this all kicks off because Nicola is trying to bring her family back together again.
Yes.
Harry is now acting more like I was expecting him to act, given everything that he discovered a few weeks ago. You know, like, when the Mitchells weren't really the focus of the storylines, Harry seemed all right after everything that had happened. But now he's sort of kicking off again and causing trouble again. And he goes to Zach and says, "So, Zachy boy, Mum's planning this half Christmas thing. It's this really annoying tradition, obviously. But Barney wants you there. Because, you know, it's not your fault what happened. So, Barney would love to get to know you." And Zach's like, "Really?" Also, he got Barney a Christmas card. Where the hell did he get that from?
I know, I did think that. But then I thought, I bet the Minute Mart have got a bit of a stash. You'd reuse them, wouldn't you, next year? You'd just get them back out, yeah. I reckon
some people. I don't think that's entirely ridiculous though, because I reckon some people will have a little stash somewhere, like left over from the previous
have a
year.
Stash left there over. You go. I've got one. There you go. Yeah, I could easily locate one if I needed to.
There you go. So Zach does show up like mid charades, all this sort of thing, or charades. How do you pronounce
charades,
it?
Charades.
Honey and Billy doing like charades and like, you know, insulting Nicola by calling her the Devil Wears Prada and all of that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, typical Honey. And Zach shows up, like, sort of like, "Hi," awkwardly. "I'll have a picking blanket, thanks very much." And Barney kind of is sort of upskittled by it all, obviously, because it doesn't take much to upskittle Barney these days, bless him. Nicola's really unhappy about it, and Harry's just sat there smirking. Now, what do you think? I mean, obviously, his aim was to sort of guess at Nicola, but that's kind of going with kind of giving Barney aggro as well, isn't it, if he's doing that?
Well, I do think his ultimate aim in inviting Zach was to get at Nicola, but I do think, like he was saying before, like, you can't just keep pretending it's not happening. So I think what's happened, like you were saying before, how Harry was, you know, not really acting the way we thought he would, I do genuinely think that he was trying to help Barney while he come to terms with it. And I do think a part of Harry was like, "You can't just keep putting your head in the sand now, mate."
I do
think ultimately it was because of Nicola, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get one over on her. But you were right. And all I kept thinking this week when I was watching it was, God, Barney gets it all off Nicola, bless him, doesn't he? Like, just pretend it didn't happen. It's fine. Yeah. Keep calm and carry on. He's got that attitude from Nicola who just goes, "Well, we'll just sweep that under the carpet because I don't want to deal with it right now." Yeah. And that's exactly what Barney's been doing.
Yeah.
And it's Harry who's made... Like I say, ultimately, I think it was to get at Nicola, but Teddy agreed as well. Like, "Well, I actually do think he's done you a favour because you can't ignore it anymore. This has happened. You need to face it."
How are we feeling about Nicola never having heard of Sonic the Hedgehog?
Well, I don't think she's not heard of it.
I understand these things where, like, you know, the older parental figure is not going to have heard of, like, a thing that their kids have played with. But I'm not being funny. Sonic the Hedgehog's not exactly a young thing, is it?
I actually were thinking the opposite, because I was thinking the age she would have been when Sonic the Hedgehog were big, she wouldn't have been interested in Sonic the Hedgehog. But the main thing I was thinking was, does it show that she wasn't there necessarily as a mother?
True.
You would have known Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, I know all of the characters that my daughter likes.
Yeah,
it'd be weird if I didn't. So you think that's more of a
sign that she wasn't sort of... Imagine she was there at Barney sort of, because that would have been when her and Teddy were together and she was trying to sort of
pretend. True, we're led to believe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she did just genuinely forget the name.
Maybe,
She remembered a
maybe.
blue hedgehog, fair enough.
No, well, she didn't even call it a hedgehog. She said it was a hamster, to be fair.
Yeah, but you can kind of see that as
She got it. She
like
got the
she's
blue
not she'll
bit
have been
right.
sat
That
on a
was it.
Sega, will she? She won't have been sat on Sega playing Sonic
My
the
first,
Hedgehog with him.
it's my first video game, Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think it were mine as well.
Yeah,
Oh,
I used to
I
love
loved
that
old
game.
Sega
Loved
games.
that
Yeah.
game. It was a great game.
It
Great
is.
game. Yeah.
I'm sure we've played it with each other
Oh, we
before and
definitely
then
have.
later.
We
Yeah.
definitely have, Rick. It was
I
great fun. We had marvelous time. That and Little Big Planet, that was our thing, wasn't it?
love Little Big Planet.
We
Oh God,
had
I haven't
days
played it
on
in
that.
ages.
We used to have days on that
Literally.
together. Do you remember?
Literally. Oh,
Great
I do.
times. Great times. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway. Barney and Teddy then have a conversation. And I've got to say, fair play Teddy, I think. I
Yeah.
think he handled this really, really, really maturely.
I think they've all had time to digest it now. And now it's like, come on, we need to just face up to what's happening. And yeah, I think it's right for Teddy to act like that though, because he's got to do what's best for Barney anyway. And I actually really enjoyed that Barney said to Zach, like, I don't need another dad. So he's still always going to have Teddy as his dad. It might change and he might decide, you know what, I'm all right with having two dads now. That's the way
Yeah,
it
I mean,
is.
let's
But
be
down
real
the
with it.
line.
With this family, you can't quite tell what's going to happen next, can you? I can totally
No.
imagine in this time, in 2 weeks' time, Barney's going to be like, I want nothing to do with any of you. Zach, let's go to the gym. I can see,
Possibly, you know,
his
yeah,
family
you've
are
got
a
a
mess.
point.
His family are a mess. I quite enjoyed them going to Walford East because Nicola was trying to sort of like kind of what she's trying to do basically is sort of smother Barney to the point where he's
Yeah.
not thinking about anybody else.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And he's definitely not thinking about Zach. But the first thing Barney does is say, well, let's go to Walford East. And then there's that whole sort of barbing between Nicola
Yeah.
and Zach where he says, that's on the house. And Nicola's like, I can pay for my own son. Thank you very much. I quite wanted Zach to turn around at that point and go, yeah, so can I. You're paying. His is free.
That's what I was
Yeah,
expecting
that
that,
would have
but
been
I
the line.
think in the moment Zach were kind of like, let's maybe not say that in
Yeah.
front of Barney. Like he's the one trying to be a kind of peacemaker
Yeah.
and not too overbearing on Barney as well,
Yeah.
because I don't think Barney's quite ready for him to refer to him as his son yet. Like
No.
Barney's trying to be like, let's be friends. Yeah,
Yeah.
we just share DNA.
I mean, what do you think the long-term plan is for this story? Because I imagine that the whole point of it is for eventually Barney and Zach for that moment of Barney calling him dad is going to come at some point. But how do we get there?
I'm not quite sure. I'm wondering if Barney and Nicola need to have a falling out before that
Yeah.
happens. I think
Nicola needs
Barney,
to do something bad, doesn't she? Yeah.
I mean, Barney's got a wise head on his shoulders. He
Why is
needs
this
to
out of
see
all of them?
Nicola. Yeah, and he needs to see Nicola for what she is. Because I'm wondering if Barney is going to have the realization of, God, you've taught me some bad life skills along the way,
Hmm.
like brushing everything under the carpet and pretending
Yeah.
it's not happening. Like, no, you need to start facing up to it. I'm just trying to think, maybe he'll find out that Nicola got Zach beaten up to try and keep it secret or something. So once Barney's got a bit closer to Zach, that's somehow going to come out and then
Yeah.
he'll really resent Nicola. And
Yeah.
he needs to see her the baddie that she is, like Harry does,
Yeah.
because Harry sees it, but
Yeah,
Harry's a bit used to it.
I feel like her and Harry's relationship is done. I don't think that they can
Yeah.
mend this now, surely can they? It feels like, you're basically were heavily involved in the death of my girlfriend. So I feel like their relationship surely is over, isn't it?
Well, Nicola don't help herself because she's never accountable for anything,
Yeah.
is she, ever? She just gets on the defensive. Like all this with Zach, you'd be thinking like she's treating Zach like he's the bad guy. It's like Zach
Yeah.
didn't know. Like, why are
Yeah.
you being so harsh to him? This is all your fault, if anything,
Yeah,
Nicola.
essentially.
Until she's going to take any accountability for anything, even with the Shireen stuff, I don't think that she could even. She wouldn't be able to really say sorry for it because she won't ever feel sorry for it, I don't
No.
think. I don't think she's ever going to feel sorry for what
Well,
happened.
exactly, because the whole point of the Shireen death thing was because Shireen found out about the Barney and Zach thing.
How? I still want to know how that. Oh,
Yeah,
because she
because she
supposedly
told
got
her. She
drunk and
told,
blurted it out.
yeah, because we
That's a
all.
clumsy, that's too clumsy a Nicola for it to just be that.
You think she'd have been more careful. But the whole point is that, like, if that was the cause of death, essentially,
Yeah.
here we're still dealing with the fallout for it. So she's still living in a sort of state of denial about the whole thing. Like, she's aware of what she's doing, but like you say, it's essentially blaming everybody else for it.
This is it. So unless she starts being accountable for anything, I don't think her and Harry can mend it, like you said.
And I feel like, do we want Nicola to be accountable for anything? Because that's kind of half of her fun, really, isn't it?
The fact
she's great. And this woman will do absolutely anything. She's so unpredictable.
Whoa, whoa. Hold your horses. Something that might be happening with Nicola.
Yes.
George.
So, I mean...
I don't know how I feel about this.
George and Nicola. I mean, what I've noticed is that she tends to go for blokes that are a little bit nicer than she is. If you look at Ted, I mean, you know, we've got Teddy's in a bit of a dark horse, but still, I'm guessing, like, tameable as far as Nicola's concerned. So nicer than she is. Then Zach and now George. So I think that George kind of falls within the category of ones. And it was the one Jack as well. She slept with Jack.
I was thinking about Jack. I just can't see George being interested in Nicola, if I'm honest. But then we have said that she's a bit more of a... She is a bit Cindy, but worse.
An interesting parallel. Rather
than being
Nicola versus Cindy, yes, please. Yes, please.
Yeah, right. And Elaine, then you can have Peggy's Barn versus the Queen Vic. Well, for a while, we think. And you're going to have the Albert against Harry's Barn as well with Cindy.
So basically, what do we think of Nicola and George? Yes, bloody please, is what we're saying.
I'm still not sure he would, but also...
Oh, no, I couldn't give a toss about that. Given now you've laid all that
Cindy,
out.
Writes itself, Rob.
The only other thing I wanted to say was I quite enjoyed Nicola throwing the Christmas tree around like Vanessa Gold did and probably in the fridge. That was quite good.
Yes, I did.
People have jumped on that and thought that the sister that lives in Ibiza is Vanessa. I wouldn't hate it.
Interesting. Now, I wouldn't hate that either. I could totally see that being.
There is literally no connection other than the fact that she's blonde and threw something around the hair.
And they've both had some time in Albert Square now.
Yeah. So
I'm here for that. But she went to punch Teddy.
She did. No, she's not. She's a bad girl. Bad girl.
Well, you know how I feel about women being shown to it, men in soaps, but imagine it the other way around. We'd be going, feel right sorry for Nicola.
We all would. So there we are then. So that's going to be fun to sort of see play out. I love these new Mitchells. I don't care what anybody says.
So do I. And a lot of people don't like them online. I don't understand it personally.
Their problem. Sure. I mean, we like them. On to Nigel now. Interesting stuff here. He is continuing to deteriorate, and it's starting to put pressure onto Phil, isn't it? He's struggling with
it. I felt two ways about Phil and how he's handled some of these things this week, because I know that he's stressed, but it's like, you're not making it any better by reacting like that, Phil. But I get it. It's because we're supposed to see he's stressed and he is being on brand for Phil. But it's like, you can't just be like, oh, we just spent the past 3 days talking about it. Do you not remember? It's like, of course you don't. You've got dementia.
Yeah, but I can imagine that that does get frustrating at times, especially on top of it. If it was just an isolated incident, you'd almost probably sort of just almost be amused by it when you're in that situation, wouldn't you? But when it's on top of everything else and the fact that you're worried that he might burn the house down at any moment, you walk into the kitchen and suddenly realise that he's not there and he's wandering around the square in bare feet. You know, I think it's adding it on and adding it on and adding it on that's adding the stress onto it. And that and the fact that Phil essentially admitted this week that obviously the main reason that he is so invested in this, not only because he cares for Nigel, obviously, but because Nigel is giving him the purpose he needs in order to stop him spiralling again.
So he thinks, but then like a few people said to him, but it could go the other way around and you're going to end up so stressed that you are going to spiral. I didn't quite understand, like, I understand why people might not want to send a relative to like respite care, but it did get suggested to him, like, could you not get somebody, like, a carer to come in a couple of times a week? Do you think it's just a pride thing for Phil?
That seems like the
perfect solution.
Yeah, because he's wanting to throw himself into it, the whole thing. And I think he feels that if any of it is taken away from him, then he's wanting to distract himself, essentially, isn't he? He's wanting to keep his mind completely and utterly on the job of looking after Nigel. And I feel like if any of that is taken away from him, then that kind of leaves him sort of in limbo. And he was not going to know kind of what to do with of his life. And it's interesting that, you know, the way that Nigel is slowly starting to sort of fade away, essentially, isn't he, at this point? He's still, like, you know, capable of kind of, you know, he's not, it's not like he's in the final stages of it now or anything, but it's starting to take more and more of an impact on his life. Once again this week, he gets Lexi and Claire confused. That seems to be a thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can understand it with Lexi and Claire, though, because I can kind of see why he might think, they're like, they're both blonde, aren't they, little girls, so I can see why he would. And I think it's because he's got he had Debbie on his mind in that moment. And then all of a sudden, Lexi sat down next to him on the bench. So I kind of get that, why he keeps doing it. But yeah, I think, again, Phil went in quite harsh, though, when he was like, you can't say that to Lexi. And to me, it was obvious that Lexi understands the situation and that she weren't going to take offence to it anyway.
It's funny, isn't it? They always try and wrap Lexi up in cotton wool, but actually she's kind of got a fairly good idea about what's going on most of the time, hasn't she?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, maybe that is what it is. They just... They were trying to be nice for Lexi, but I think underestimating that Lexi understands the situation a bit more than he thought.
Yeah. So, yeah, he kind of gets himself all confused because it's obviously Debbie's anniversary this weekend.
Yes.
And he is going for that thing where, you know, he sort of rediscovers that Debbie's dead all over again, as though it was new information, and then he's sort of grieving for that. Horrible. I thought it was quite clever in order the way that they framed the sort of way that he told Lexi that her mum was dead, because he was sat on a bench just like he was when he told Claire that Debbie had died. So they sort of refreshed that. I thought that was quite well done, that bit. And Kat's obviously kind of really fretting about this, because now Alfie's gone to Australia. She hasn't got a storyline at the moment. So she's sort of getting involved with Phil again. And I'm pleased, actually, that Phil and Kat are able to have this relationship, because it did feel kind of quite weird that Kat had zero involvement in any of Phil's storyline whatsoever.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because at the end of the day, they were very close when they were married and everything. And I think he doesn't see the boys anymore, does he? I don't think. He was for a while after they split, and then nothing. But yeah, it's nice to see them being amicable. You don't think it's going to lead to them getting back together again?
I don't think so, no. I feel like she's quite dedicated to Alfie. But I've got absolutely no issue. I think, again, it's that sort of thing, that because Sharon's not there at the moment.
Yeah, we're just thinking the exact same.
I feel like Sharon would have been Kat this week if everything was going normal. You know what I mean? Totally. But fortunately, I think Kat worked quite well in that role. And I feel like it's kind of quite a credit to both the characters that you can believe that they will be able to have a sort of semi-mature relationship after divorcing, where she can say, I'm still worried about you. I was with you for a while. I married you. I still care about you. Yeah. And I'm worried that you're going to spiral because of this.
Yeah.
So she suggests giving Julie a call.
Yes, she does indeed. And Phil keeps talking about the pact that him and Nigel had, and I can understand why he'd be conflicted about calling her.
Well, the risk is that Julie will kind of come in and Nigel will decide, ultimately, I think I may be better off going home with Julie. She's my wife, and that leaves Phil on his own again.
Yeah, I'd not considered that. So that might be another reason why you don't want to tell Julie.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, because for me, if I'm totally honest, I know they had this pact and everything, but if I'd have been Phil, I would have told Julie a while ago. Yeah, I would have just wouldn't have agreed to the pact. I'd have been like, no. Or not that I would have like overruled Nigel, but I'd have been trying to convince him more rather than just agreeing. I'd have been like, I really think you should tell her, because I personally don't agree with Nigel's logic of, I'm just going to run away, her not have any clue until she gets a phone call that it's my funeral, and then she finds out I've had dementia, and then she's going to live with guilt for the rest of her life after it.
Yeah,
I just don't think he thought it through very well. But he wouldn't be on the square otherwise, would he?
Exactly, and we wouldn't have Nigel and his jaunty tie collection to enjoy. And spoiler siren, Nina, Julie is coming back. So, about time, good. I think. About time.
I agree.
So how is this going to play out, do we think? Because obviously she's got to discover that Nigel has dementia, because she has no idea why he went away in the first place. So she's going to arrive in the square and suddenly see, because with the whole pictures on the fridge thing, I feel like he was struggling to remember who Julie was. And frankly,
which one was which kind of thing?
Yeah, well, frankly, as far as Nigel was concerned, I think that he was sort of going, I know that's Debbie, and that looks like Elton John on the picture there. So I'm kind of confused. Why is there a picture of Elton John on the fridge, Phil? So she did look like Elton John in that picture,
didn't
she?
Yeah,
she
did. Yeah,
a little bit. So when Julie does arrive, is he going to remember who she is straight away?
Well, I think he might in one moment and then forget in the next moment. He's going to probably keep calling her Debbie, I would have thought.
Definitely
going to
get confused with Debbie, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
I don't think Phil's going to call her. And now that you said that added layer of, then he's going to think that Nigel might leave him if he calls her. I'm wondering if it's going to be Kat who calls her. She's going to somehow find a number and contact her, and it'll be Kat who tells her. And then it'll take the guilt away from Phil for breaking the pact, kind of thing. Then he won't have to feel guilty that he's gone against Nigel because it was Kat who did it. And then there'll be no love lost between Kat and Phil if he's angry at her about it.
True.
Then she can go on her merry way and go, "Well, I don't care because I think he needed that in that moment, and I've done it." And there you go, deal with it.
Yeah, true.
Possibly.
I do think the Nigel stuff is some of the strongest stuff the show's doing at the moment. I absolutely love the
Yes.
Nigel storyline, and obviously Paul Bradley is
Definitely.
playing it so well, isn't he? He's great.
So well. I definitely think he's going to be the Christmas Day
You reckon
death.
it's going to be, yeah, because that's about the saddest thing they could possibly do, isn't it, on Christmas Day this year? Yeah, I reckon we could easily get at least another 6 months out of this storyline. So yeah, for sure. Maybe New Year's Day I can see, because I can see them doing like a last Christmas with
True.
Nigel and then maybe killing him off New Year's Day.
Around that time of year, then I think it's going to happen, definitely.
Maybe even to the anniversary. I mean, I know they don't do big things about the anniversary when it's not a big anniversary, but they'll
Yeah, but I
sometimes
can.
sort of address it, and killing Nigel off around that time would feel kind of appropriate,
It
wouldn't
would be
it?
quite fitting, but I feel like with the way that it's deteriorating, it's going to be more Christmas time
Yeah, you kind
because.
of got to wonder how much further he's going to be able to fall realistically before. Yeah. As
I'd
long as
be
I don't rush
interested in
it.
him. I'd be interested in them going down like the carer route and stuff though as well with him, and like actually seeing that on a SERP rather
Yes.
and just showing and showing like family that it is okay if you need help and stuff rather than showing that you do have to necessarily. I know it's everyone's choice and things like that, but like I'm going based on my own granddad's experience, and it came to a point where we had to go, we need help, we can't between us all, like we didn't leave. I mean, we're a bit different, we didn't live close by. Granddad were nobody, he would not leave his house. Like he'd not left his house in about 50 years, if you know what I mean. Like never left, his home city kind of thing. So it'd be interesting to see if they do explore that a little bit, but I'm not sure whether they will. I think
No, I
it'll
think
be a
you're
case of the
right.
community probably rallying around.
Realistically, but I think you're right. I think it would be nice to sort of see that sort of realistic side, because they did it quite well with Lola stuff, I thought. You know,
Yeah, true.
like showing the more sort of like care and like what she has to go through in order to be looked after side of things. And it does help people that are in that situation as well, if they're watching it and sort of seeing the options available to them, right?
That's what I think anyway, but whether they do that, I'm not sure.
We shall have to wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on now to Vicky and Bernie. Right, okay, so Ree, can you explain to me? I know people in the comments section sometimes love telling us when we get things wrong.
We never get
So,
things
well, now and
wrong. We
again,
have great memories
in a
and.
blue moon, it does happen every so often. And on this occasion, I feel like I have absolutely no idea when Vicky started doing this thing with the Panasar's finances. When did this become a thing?
I don't know either. It's like we just randomly got a scene this week, and Aaron Bernie sat there doing the Panasar accounts together, and it's like, oh right, is this a
Is
thing?
that's a thing then?
But like in the back of my head, I'm trying to like remember. Oh, was there a little scene where she like went and knocked on the door, and we're like, oh, do you need an accountant? Because like I do that now,
I feel
and
like
I
it
don't
must, because we
know.
haven't seen Bernie in ages and ages and ages, and I
No.
feel like it must have been a thing that, you know, when Ross and Vicky were like fretting about jobs and he was busy getting a job at a built like with the builders before all the Mitchell stuff kicked off, I feel like there must have been like a throwaway line where Vicky said to him, "Oh, and Bernie's giving me a job, so we're okay," or
Yeah,
something like
maybe.
that, you know what I mean, that I've forgotten
And
about.
we were just not really sunk in because then she didn't do
Yeah,
anything
because
after
everything
it
else,
or something.
and other things, other shiny things happened on the screen and we forgot about it, you know, that kind of
Is
thing.
Vicky the new Reese?
Well, I think so. I think, and seems like she's quite happy to do dodgy finances as well.
Well, yeah, that would make
Not
sense for a character, I think.
as willing, as it turns out, as Bernie is prepared to do dodgy finances. Now, I've got to say, there's an
No.
element of this where I'm just sort of like, I kind of don't blame Bernie for this whatsoever.
Well, no, neither do I, if I'm
No,
honest with you.
fair
Well,
play.
given, well, the only logic in it is like what happened with Sukie and Nish, related to the Keanu incident. So I can see that as her justification for it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Otherwise, it is shady because, in fairness, the rest of the family haven't done anything to her. It's Sukie
No.
and Nish that she's kind of getting revenge on a little
And to
bit.
be fair, a lot of this money is for a nugget and a Varney, isn't it?
Yeah, so in
And
that
they've done
regard.
nothing wrong to Barney to Bernie, so
No.
fair play, really. But this obviously I think is leading into Bernie's exit, isn't it? this is where this is heading.
And Felix, I feel Felix's.
They're definitely going to go off together.
I think what's going to happen is Bernie's going to still not take to Johnny, and eventually she's going to crack and tell Felix the real reason why and say, it's because his mum killed my brother and he helped cover it up. Felix is going to be absolutely appalled and devastated and run off with her. There we go.
Am I the only one that's a little bit surprised that she's not told Felix this yet?
Well, she's not told anybody yet, as far as we know, which is bizarre in itself.
This is the problem with Bernie, isn't it? That she doesn't really make sense anymore. So it does kind of, as much as I do love Bernie and as much as I love Claire Norris as an actress, the problem is Bernie doesn't make a lot of sense as a character these days, does she? So it is kind of understandable that they've sort of said, right, I think this is the end of Bernie now. I get it. Completely. But, you know, moments like this week where her and Felix are having that conversation and Felix is sort of like trying to understand why Bernie doesn't like Johnny. It's sort of like, actually, this is a storyline. This could have been okay. This could have been a way for you to build these two up properly, you know?
Yeah, I agree. In a way, though, it's also a chance for her to have done something rather than leave. I feel like what they should have done with Bernie is given her quite an extended break after she found out everything.
Yes, absolutely. And then come back and then done some really extended revenge storyline against all the different six. So this could be, this stuff she's doing with the Panasar finances could be to get at Suki. You know, the whole thing with Felix could be a way of getting at Linda and Johnny in the, at the same stretch. You know, there's easily ways that she could have got back at Sharon. You know, so there's there was the stuff there to do, I think. Yeah. But I do feel like they're sort of limited in what Bernie can do. It's just frustrating that this is the most stuff that Felix certainly has had to do.
Yeah, I've actually been loving seeing Felix as well. Yeah. It's really annoying because he's really good and he fits in on the square. He does,
And I'm really enjoying him and Johnny together, to be fair. I think they really work. It's quite a sweet relationship that they're starting to develop there.
I agree, but not for long.
It is
frustrating that they've done this and then he's leaving.
Tale as old as time, isn't it? Tale as old as time. Quite often this happens with characters. They'll suddenly think, right, when you think of an exit storyline and it's actually a way, the exit storyline they give the character is actually some lovely development that could have sort of led somewhere eventually. But hey-ho, it is what it is. So Bernie basically is fiddling with the Panasar finances and basically doing sort of like invoicey type things and then sort of pocketing the cash, isn't she? So she's saying the restaurant needed like a new boiler put in or something and putting that in the invoices and then taking the money that it would have cost to have the boiler fixed.
Yeah, she's been doing it all through the GP surgery and she's saying that they've had all these works done. And then I would assume that she's made a fake account under that business name or something. I don't know how she's pocketing the money.
I wouldn't know, Ray. I don't do things like this. I do
accounting for businesses.
You do dodgy accounts. What do you do?
Not dodgy. I was going to say not the dodgy side, but this is why
all the money from the bar.
But this is why I can't figure it out because even though she is in charge of like Panasar finances, surely they've also got access to the accounts and they could see for themselves that it's going to this company. Hang on,
because Ravi's busy buying posh cars this week.
Well, this is what doesn't make sense. So surely you're spending that money from the business account, unless that's Walford East and that's separate, because I don't feel like Nish had anything to do with Walford East. But even still, I would have thought that they'd have access, but clearly not. Maybe they're just trusting Vicky enough to go, oh, well, she's keeping an eye on things. I don't know.
I'm wise. What I love is the fact that, like, the past few weeks, I'd love someone to be able to tell me, like, what happens behind the scenes with stuff like this. Like, vehicle hires. Like, in the past few weeks, we've had limousines, we've had buses, and now we've got this new this new car that Ravi's got. I wonder how that works, because none of that's going to be cheap, is it?
Well, like you say, mate,
hire it.
That one scene, exactly.
Where'd you get that from? Yeah, I just think it's interesting. The big bus, the limousine, I wonder how it works.
Maybe they just keep hiring it every so often. Because I wondered this as well, because that car... It felt like we were seeing it just as a point of like, oh, look, the dodgy, so that Vicky might think it. But it's like, but now he's got to have that car the entire time.
Yeah, that's his car now, surely. Unless he has to sell it because Bernie's nicked all their money. I imagine that's probably what's going to happen.
Maybe they do just buy the cars. Yeah. Maybe they take the reg off and put a different reg plate on so it seems it's newer.
It's the same with like police cars and ambulances, isn't it? Like, where do they get them from? True.
Yeah, they must be it.
Presumably,
you can buy old ambulances.
Yeah, and then still, you say, stick a different reg number plate on it or something.
Yeah.
I'd love to know all that sort of thing. Someone tell us if you know, please. That'd be great. But presumably, this is all heading towards Bernie and Felix's exit. Like you say, I'm assuming what's going to happen is that Bernie is going to tell Felix eventually exactly what happened with Keanu, and Felix and Bernie are probably going to leave together, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that's exactly what's happening. But meanwhile, Vicky's figured out that it's Bernie who's doing
Yes.
the dodgy invoices. So what are we going to have in between
So
with
how
Vicky
is
and Bernie?
yeah, so is Bernie gonna leave with cash in her pocket or not, do we think? Or is she gonna be run out the square?
I think Vicky's going to be like, if you want me to keep your secret, you better give me some of that cash. So she's not going to have all of it, Bernie, I don't think. So
Yeah.
Vicky's probably going to, well, surely. But then, like, she's going to blackmail Bernie, or she's going to, because I can't see Vicky being that honest. But at the same time, there was a comment between her and Ravi where he said, you file our taxes now. That's a huge responsibility,
It
especially as
really
an
is.
accountant.
Yeah.
So she can't. It is quite a lot on her shoulders to be going, oh, well, I'm going to put that through, even though I do know that it's dodgy, especially because it looks so dodgy. Like,
Yeah.
it's really apparently dodgy invoice. So,
Like you're the first person that comes back to
yeah,
if any
exactly.
eyebrows
Yeah.
are raised. Yeah.
Yeah. Not even the Panesars, because they'd be like, well, you're an accountant. You took
Yeah.
responsibility. Like, you're accountable for
You're
those
accountable.
accounts.
Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know, but knowing Vicky, she might go, oh, Bernie, let me do it with you, because they're like really bait. So why don't we
Yeah.
make them less bait and do it properly? Something like
Which
that.
for overseas listeners, bait means
Really obviously dodgy, I guess.
blatantly,
Yeah.
isn't it? Short for
Blate.
blatantly,
Yeah,
isn't it?
yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
blatantly. Bait, that's right, bait.
It's not, is it? Actually, it
Is it
comes
not?
from like fish bait
What?
and being bait for something. But now it's like, but now it's changed to mean different things along the way, I think.
Interesting. There
Yeah.
you go. Languages
Etymology.
with re. There we are. So, let's now talk about. There's two more storylines to talk about. I think we can kind of put them together
Yeah.
with Patrick's party and the uncertain future of the Vic. Happy birthday to Patrick, 85 years young. He doesn't look a day over 75, does he?
Do you know what?
He
He does
looks a tweet.
remarkably well.
He does. He
Rudolph
does.
Walker, he does an incredible job.
I'm not being funny. I remember not that long ago when Yolande first came back, they were doing that whole thing where Yolande nearly left and Patrick ran across the square at one point. Do you remember?
Oh,
Yeah, he ran across. He
yeah. Glad he does
ran
well.
there. Yeah, he's all
Yeah.
right. It's Patrick, 85
I
years.
love
He's doing
Patrick.
well. I
He's one of my
know.
all-time faves,
I
actually. Do you know?
know.
I'm going to say
Yeah, I
it.
love him.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I love the bones of the man, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So they are, the Trumans are attempting to do a surprise party.
Yes.
And obviously, that's not going to work because it's Albert Square. And so
Can't
Patrick
keep a
quite
secret on
can't keep a
Albert Square.
secret. He's
Come
having a
on.
laugh. So quite quickly, Patrick does find out about this, but he's kind of got to act surprised. And the party itself seems to go all right until they decide to leave Denzel in charge of babysitting the kids. And I think anybody could have said, that's a terrible idea. Don't do
Yeah.
that. Don't do that. He's a
It also didn't
teenager.
make it also just didn't make sense to me that Denzel wouldn't be at the party and the kids, because it were all outdoors anyway,
Yeah.
like the majority
Yeah,
of
they were
it. But
essentially having a
yeah,
street
anyway.
party, weren't they?
Yeah,
She could have
but
just brought the
anyway, you
kids with
know.
them, but none of them were interested in that. They all
But
wanted to get battered.
it was supposed to be a classy event though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess maybe they didn't want the kids at the classy
Yeah.
event they were
It weren't that.
expecting.
It definitely didn't turn into a
But
classy
way more
event.
fun though.
I think it looked great. I'd have enjoyed that night.
Yeah.
So what happens is that Denzel decides, right, well, now I've got the house to myself. Mates around, house party, woo, 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 woo,
Of
woo.
course. Typical
Because
teenager,
typical
brilliant. Good.
teenagers. Did you ever do this? Like have
What?
secret house parties that your parents didn't know about when you were a
No.
teenager? I've never
Yes.
done.
Oh,
Did you?
all the
Did you?
time.
Did
All the
you? I
time.
never did
Not when
that.
I wasn't babysitting minors though at the time, but I was,
No,
yeah.
no. You
We
weren't
all
like
used to
getting
take it
pissed
in
when you're supposed
turns
to.
if we knew his parents were doing
Yeah,
something. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I'd ever have done a thing where I was supposed to be looking after a load of kids, stuck Fireman
No.
Sam on for them, and then had a load of Sambuca in the
No,
background. Don't think I would have done
like
that.
genuinely 100% not. Like, I had a friend who had younger siblings, and if we ever babysat, we would have never done something like that, in
No,
fairness.
I think
So,
that's genuinely dumb to do to
yeah,
do
I
that. You are
agree. Yeah.
all idiots, kids.
Yeah.
So this does happen. So they've got like all the kids around as well. Like basically any kid that was available that day for
Right.
filming. They've
Yeah.
got like Raymond and Bert and Ernie, and I think there was a couple of other kids there as well.
Pearl.
Pearl was there as well, wasn't she? So what happens is they get the kids around. Like so, there's Nugget, Avani. I think Ricky's there as well, isn't he? You know, there's a
No,
few of
Ricky
them.
weren't there.
Was
He were
Ricky not
moping, I
there?
think, about
No,
Lily
yeah.
and Charlie or something. Yeah.
About time he showed some attention to that. But where have you took my kid? That would be nice to know.
Yeah,
Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? But they get pissed. But Tommy brings Joel round. Now, there was a thing earlier on in the week where Joel is attempting to sort of like, don't get me wrong, I don't feel sorry for him in the slightest, but he's kind of acting all sort of hurt and upset as to why none of the kids like him. And like he's trying to kind of get involved in all their plans, and they're sort of like, sod off, got no interest in hanging around with you whatsoever, you weirdo. But then Tommy, being literally Joel's only friend at the minute, is sort of like, oh, come anyway.
Well, actually, I think at first Joel like, oh, get me in, Tommy, like, they said they don't want you anyway, well, we can change the mind or something. And I don't even think that Joel particularly wants to be the mate. I think it's just the fact that Tommy got invited and he didn't. And he went, well, what am I going to do if Tommy's there? Then I want to go. If Tommy's going, then I want to go. I don't. And of course, he decided that he wanted to, inverted commas, complete the set with Amy.
Yeah, that's weird.
So gross.
He's such a gross kid. He really, really is. Played amazingly well, I will say. I think he's doing an incredible job.
Yes, he is doing a good job, actually. Fair play.
Max Murray, I think he's called. Great performance. Yeah.
Did you see the scene with, obviously, he was trying to kind of, like, chat Amy up and she, like, cringe?
Mm.
But I feel like Tommy tried to protect Amy in that scene.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he was trying to sort of, like, you know, make her walk away. Which is good to see from Tommy, because I feel like those moments are going to become much rarer quite quickly. That I feel like Joel is very quickly having an influence on Tommy and like talking about, and already we're hearing stuff from Joel like saying about like being a proper man and all of this kind of thing.
Do you know what, I've got a new theory now, I think, how it's going to go with Tommy and Joel, right? Because I think Tommy does know right from wrong, and I don't think he's going to get fully
converted.
Like, yeah, I don't think he is. And I think he's going to actually end up fighting Joel and see him doing something that he shouldn't be doing and end up getting into a situation and actually end up really hurting him or something and be like, no, that's wrong, and sticking up for someone. I could be wrong, but...
I don't know. I'm trying to think about it because I can see it either way, to be honest with you. I can see a window where your idea is right, but at the same time, I can also see... Because the point is that they're talking about how easily it is for kids to be dragged into this world, aren't they? And I feel like Tommy, more than most of the kids on the square, is easily influenced by stuff like this, especially when, if you bear in mind everything that he always put Phil on a pedestal over Alfie. So when a kid like Joel comes into his life, I feel like he's going to sort of be magnetised towards someone like Joel.
I know what you're saying, but I still think, like, I feel like Tommy's really split because he does like Joel, but he doesn't like, but he does know that a lot of the things he's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't think he's fully converted because, like, even with that video, like, last week with the girl and how Joel fell up on the tube.
Yeah.
Tommy knew that were wrong and he was telling him to stop in the moment. And I think he's going to watch him take it too far.
I
think he'll intervene.
He did say that was too far, but then in the same breath he also went back to Kat and was making some fairly light but still sexist comments.
It's infiltrating a little bit at least.
It doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to start, you know, feeling women up in public places because that's their role in society. But he is also starting to sort of take on, I think subconsciously, sort of take on some of the ideas that Joel is sort of starting to put into his head.
Yeah, fair. It'll be interesting to see which way he goes, though, and which way they take it.
Great story. Bloody good story.
You invented it, Rob, not going to lie. You did invent that storyline.
Welcome, everybody. Taking credit for it. I don't care.
I think you should. I agree. I think I am.
Yeah, it's great. Secondly, did Joel do all this deliberately? Because he and Denzel go across to get these jugs and he sort of, because there was a thing, because there was a glare that Joel did when Denzel turned around to him.
Well,
no, because when they were first talking about like coming around and Joel was like, oh, can I come? And Denzel turned around to him and said, over my dead body. There was a moment where Tommy walked off and like Joel was literally just glaring after Denzel, which makes me wonder if he also, I mean, it was a loose plan to say the least, but it worked. And I wonder if this was actually kind of deliberate by Joel, the way that this all played out, to get Denzel into trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he was intending for the kids to be involved, but I do think he was intending to get Denzel in trouble somehow. Along the way, because like I said, I don't feel like he genuinely wants to be their mates. I feel like it was just because he wanted to be involved because of Tommy. But I feel like Denzel Well, and Nugget actually, and Joel, I feel like they've all got enough beef with each other that he would want to just take revenge in whatever way he can. But then he's obviously so clever that he can make it look like other people might not spot it.
Yeah,
I
but he
don't
is
know, but
clever.
I don't think he wanted to deliberately, like, I don't know whether he deliberately thought, oh, I know, we'll get these jugs and I'll leave it in the sight of all the little kids who might go and drink it. But I think it worked in his favour, put it that way.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Wrongin'.
But yeah, he's a wrong one. He's a horrible kid, isn't he? He really, really is.
I
He's sort
remember when he first came, like, oh, I don't think he'll be that mature, wrongin'.
Yeah, the curtains. I was wowed out, but over by
Must
the
have
Joan
been.
Wicks curtains. I was sort of like, he'll be all right. He'll be a
Yeah, it
nice
can't be
kid.
that bad.
He'll
It
be a
can't be that
nice
bad. He's got
kid.
curtains.
He'll be a nice kid. I'm a terrible judge of character because we just had all this with Reese, and I was like, Reese is all right. I thought we were all
Well,
on about.
same with Reese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. However, what occurs because of the
Yes.
fact that this happens, because essentially the alcohol was gotten from Elaine. She basically said to Joel and Denzel, have a glass, that's fine, but then they nick the jug. So it's
Was
not,
it from Elaine, though? Really?
well, kind of
I'm
indirectly.
conflicted.
I agree with you. It's not something that they should lose their license over, put it like that. But it's.
I mean, she should have never told them they were allowed a glass. Do not
No.
get me wrong. That was
So that's
so
that.
irresponsible, but that's so irresponsible when you're a license holder as well.
I have a
And
feeling you'd kick off about this. Yeah, I did have a
right.
feeling. Yeah.
No, it's really bad that she said, yeah, have a glass. But equally, she didn't say to them, yeah, take two jugs, which is what
No.
they actually did do.
And then didn't notice that the
Really,
two
they
jugs had
could have.
disappeared.
Well, they could have really just walked off with the jugs and not had that conversation with Elaine, if I'm
Could have
honest with
done.
you.
Well, yeah, that would have been the wise thing to do.
Right? But now Elaine's getting the blame, and actually, I don't. Yeah, she shouldn't have told them they could have a glass, but
Yeah.
she didn't tell them take two jugs either,
No.
so.
So they're in trouble. The Vic is in trouble this week because of that. And that
Well,
does
yeah.
not help the situation that is unfolding at the Vic at the moment. Elaine is losing her marbles over this whole George thing, isn't she? She really is.
And how do you feel? Do you feel she's justified? Because at the end of the day, she's the one who did cheat.
Right, I mean, I could, yeah. So
It's the whole
where are you
argument of
with
the
this?
emotional cheating and the
Emotion.
physical cheating again,
Here's
isn't
the
it?
thing. A couple of people said online to me, and I didn't think of it like this, and I think it's a genuinely fantastic point that actually what George was doing was having an emotional affair rather
I
than
said
just.
this as well
Oh, did
on
you?
the last. Yeah.
Oh, did
Thanks,
you? I'm
Rob.
so
Cheers for
sorry. You
that.
must have said it off mic, so I didn't remember. But my point is, like, emotional affair, actually, that's a lot harder to sort of justify, I think, than,
Than
oh,
a
I'm.
one-night stand.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not saying either of them are right, but I think that I could see Elaine's point of view, put it like that.
So can I, but also I think she's forgetting that she did physically cheat as well. So whilst I get it, I think they both should just be holding their hands up and going, we've both done wrong. We've both got, blame to take for this relationship ending. But ultimately, I think she's been a bit too much on a high horse about it. Because in a way, what she's doing is going, well, you had an emotional affair, so of course I went and had a one-night stand. Well, no, you should have probably had a conversation and ended things first, then if that's how. I don't know, it's a bit like the whole Ross and Rachel had a break thing, which is what you said, because I remember our conversations,
Oh,
Rob,
good. Well,
and that's
I
what you
said.
said.
You know why you remember that? Because I said that on mic. That's why you remembered that.
I'm sure I said it on mic,
All
but let
right,
us
fair
know in
enough.
the comments because someone will remember.
Probably, probably.
Rob,
Someone
you're going to be
pays me.
getting at it now, aren't
What? Don't I
you?
always? Don't I
At Rob,
always?
hashtag Ree's always right. Do you know what? Watch me be wrong, and I didn't say it, but there we
Oh, yeah, let's get the Ree is always right hashtag going again. Yeah, sure. Why not? That's my favorite one in the
Please
world.
do. Please do.
Yes.
You'll answer well. Yeah, anyway.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, the whole thing with her and George. I mean, so she's chucked George out of the Vic, and he's sort of like, "Well, what are you doing, love? Because this is I own half of this place." And she's like, "Well, fairly sure that I can sort that out." So she's trying to basically completely and utterly get the Vic off George. Phil's giving him Richie, so good luck, Elaine, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, in it.
We see Richie, please, next week with when all this. We haven't
Yeah,
seen
that'd
Richie
be
for
nice.
ages.
Yeah.
Miss Richie,
Interesting.
yes.
I don't know what she does. So is it that Linda owns half and then George and Elaine own the other half?
Yeah, so Linda owns half of it, but
quarter each.
Yeah, a, yeah. A
Linda's
quarter
got
each,
majority share.
Yes, is yeah, it? Which is why she's able to. So, yeah,
or is it third?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's half and half with George and Elaine. Mm. But the George and Elaine thing is actually more between them than it is the Vic business accounts, which is why Linda is essentially able to turn around and say, "I'm going to sell the Vic," and not a lot you can do about it.
Could she just share? Could she just sell her share though? I
Could.
Guess Elaine would have to agree to it as well. I don't know.
Yeah, because at the
this is what I can't.
Because essentially, what you're doing is that you're bringing in a completely new partner into the thing, and it's sort of like, well, do you want that, mother?
Yeah,
because that means
exactly.
It's not going to be your decision. Where are we with Linda?
I think she had a moment this week, didn't she? I think it makes sense though, because given what's happened in the Vic and the fact that, you know, Mick's not there anymore and she's been in there a while, and it wouldn't hurt for us to see Linda in a new capacity. I don't know what she'll
Where
be
would she
doing,
go?
but
Where
I
would
can't
all of
figure it
them go?
out. I've been trying to think what other job would Linda do. Maybe she could be some kind of counselor or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to think where she would work on the square if it wasn't.
I
Because
feel
if she's
like.
leaving the Vic, she's not going to go and work at Harry's Barn or the Albert.
No, I feel like she would be quite good in sort of like taking over the cafe or something like that. You know, something that's quite sort of community serving. Where she's still like the face of something that the public rely on.
Well, having said that, the comment that Nicola made this week when her and Barney were trying to figure out where to go and ended up on the Walford East, I feel like they were trying to drop in some hints about some of the new set that's coming.
Oh,
So maybe Linda's going to go
yes.
somewhere there, perhaps.
Maybe you bring up an
That
excellent
could
point, young Rihanna.
work.
That is very, very good. Well
Thank
done.
you, Miral. I'm here all, well, for next hour, yeah.
Yep, try the veal.
With these ideas.
Yes, so Linda, see, I loved that scene between her and Johnny this week because actually, as gutted as I am,
I knew
the
you were going to
idea,
say that when I watched
did.
it. I was like, Rob will be loving this scene.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great scene. I thought it was
Yeah,
really
it
good
was.
because actually, what it did was make total sense. Like, of course, Linda and Mick were the face of that place, and Linda has tried to sort of live a normal life without Mick and still sort of continue it, and her heart hasn't been in it. And everything that's sort of fallen out from there, you know, she will see Dean, she'll see Janine, she'll see like everything that went wrong since
Keanu's murdered body at the bottom of the stairs,
you'd
even if they have
you'd want out, wouldn't
redecorated.
you? You'd want out. And of all the time, and on the top of all of that, even without that, you're an alcoholic and you're working in a pub. That's not going to work long time, love.
No, it were
because you're just
interesting that her and
by
Phil
temptation.
Had that scene as well where she was talking about it, because Phil obviously did that quite a bit, didn't he, when he were in recovery, were working in the Vic, and it would be difficult.
It's like saying that I'm going to be celibate for the rest of my life and then going and getting a job working with the Chippendales. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. So it's going to be something without alcohol, which will be new for Linda, because it's like she's been in pubs her entire life, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has, yeah.
So interesting. But then what's Elaine going to do?
Well, there is a bit of a theory going around.
I've seen this theory.
Yeah,
that she's going to die over my dead body. I'll be giving you
there's
a
lot of
that,
isn't there? There's a lot of that sort of like foreshadowing, foreboding lines going around. She said that twice this week as well, over my dead body. I don't know, thank you. I don't want Elaine to die. I love
Elaine.
I don't
want Elaine to die, but I've seen a lot of people saying they've had enough for her. I don't
know
if
what
that's given how
you know
she's
what
been
this is?
This week.
Yeah, that's what this is. The main thing is, I mean, so there's people that don't like Elaine full stop, and that's fine because you can't please everybody.
I weren't keen at first.
There
I
you
was
go.
Really not sure. Now I love her.
But I feel like a lot of it is the fact that she is, let's be real, a pretty terrible mother.
Yeah. And the way that she's acted this week, I'm sorry, was uncalled for a lot
out
of
of
it.
Order. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But then I don't agree with the fact that she isn't a good character because she isn't a good mother. I feel like this is giving her layers. Do you know what I mean? I've said this all along with Elaine. Like it's something, it's part of her character, the fact that she is much more interested in sorting out aspects of her own life than she is her daughter. She accepts and recognises that she has a role of responsibility in Linda's life. But even during the whole alcoholism thing, it's not like she was incredibly helpful throughout a huge amount of that. And for her to turn around to Linda and say, oh, after everything I've done for you, it's Linda is quite within her right to turn around and go on then, shall we have the list? Off you go, won't take you long.
I did. There were a couple of times this week where I thought, I know you're all adults, but you're still her mother. Like, you should look after her in her hour of need. But I mean, let's not forget that Linda was off the rails when she was,
oh,
you know, in her alcoholic
completely.
Stuff. And Elaine did hold the fort quite a bit. But I totally get what you're saying as well. Like, I mean, in some ways, it's worse what Elaine's doing there because she's kind of doing it with an awareness. Whereas at least Linda were like, in such
Linda
a
was not
bad
in the right...
alcoholic state that she wasn't in the right mind and doing. But then arguably, you could say that Elaine's not in the right mind now and she's grieving a relationship.
Well, compare
with
the two. Compare the two. Yeah. Here. Come on. You've got Linda who lost her husband in a car crash, essentially. She's been raped. Her rapist came back. She then killed her best friend's husband. And then.
Well, you put it like that.
Also,
talking about soap or something here.
All while being an alcoholic. So that's all Linda, and Elaine has lost her partner. And not he's not even dead. They've just broken up.
Yeah, but Rob, you know,
that's
to Elaine, that one thing might feel like there's five things in Elaine. You know, it's all perception,
apparently so.
You know.
That's what it is.
But
it's
I know
subjective.
What you're saying. I
yeah.
totally get
But
totally
I think
get
in Elaine's
it.
Mind, she believes that she has suffered as much as Linda has.
Yeah, probably. Probably. And in some ways, she might genuinely feel that in some ways, but also, her behaviour this week, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not denying that for a second. But what I would also say is, given everything that Linda has been through, then killing Elaine off, I think, is too much.
I agree, but I do wonder, I've seen this theory myself, and I'm like, yeah, I have noticed those comments as well. Is she gonna die? How would that happen, though?
Who knows? Stress.
Anna, that's why she's going to leave. There we go.
Well, we'll talk about potential exits.
Cindy.
We'll talk about an exit in a bit. But it seems certainly, right? It certainly seems that all change at the Vic is coming. Linda essentially has said that I'm going to sell the Vic. I've had enough. So that brings in the new era of the Vic.
And I'm also
Wadey
wondering,
ain't messing around.
Are they actually going to lose the license over it? So Elaine's not going to have a choice in the matter?
I mean, well, that would make it a lot easier to sell to in order to say, well, I guess we better sell the Vic then, because there's no point in us having it if we haven't got a license, is there?
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe that's the way that it's going to go. And that's why all this happened with the kids this week.
Yeah, I mean, it is all, there is a, it does kind of feel all a bit sort of like, you want the, it's like, right, that's the end result we want. We want some new people in the Vic, so let's make some stuff happen in order to make that happen. You know, there is that sort of vibe about it, but I feel like it is sort of, there's nothing wrong with refreshing the Vic a bit, you know, it's sort of like a completely new era for it. Linda has been in there for 11 years.
11 years.
I think second longest landlady, I think, after Peggy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, she's had a couple of breaks in between, hasn't she, where she went to go and live with Elaine for a bit, but.
Yeah, but it's been basically under Carter rule for most of that time, hasn't it? So it's apart from when Sharon and Ian had it for a bit. So it's
as far
maybe
as
time.
We, I mean, we've seen this. Is it a spoiler or is it a rumor? Nino, just in case about who's going to take it. With
Nino,
it.
Question mark.
Yeah, question
Nino,
mark.
Nino.
Is it Kat? Is Kat going to take it?
I think it's, well, it's not been confirmed. It's not been confirmed. I don't understand why Kat would have it at this point, can I just say? There's nothing that suggests that Kat even has her eye remotely interested in it.
I guess she could
moment.
Technically afford it, though, because, like, we're led to believe Kat's Cabs is doing really well and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But how well is a cab business really going to be doing?
Well, she got some out of Phil, though, as well, didn't she?
Did.
Divorce.
And I feel like when she... Because she went to Phil a few weeks back and said, I think she only got some of that, didn't she? She didn't have. She didn't get it all in one go, did she? So she's still got more coming to her.
Possibly. Yeah. And she made a big point of saying she helped him out a lot when they were married in his businesses and stuff. And they've had a very amicable divorce, those two.
He's been
very like, fine, have that. Yeah, that's your half, you know.
Leave Phil in. Oh, do you know what? I'd quite like Phil in charge of the cab office. That would be nice. Because I think they would quite suit him.
Yeah, it would actually. Yeah, you could see
that.
That would
quite suit Phil. I could see that working. That would be quite nice. Phil
takes
over that business, buys that business off Kat.
What has Phil got at the minute? He hasn't got the garage anymore,
has he? He's not in charge of the Archers anymore. No, that's sort of Harry's domain now, isn't it? So I think it'd be quite,
Or again, one of the new businesses that's come in. I'm thinking, are they doing a food hall, by the way? Because I'm thinking Linda would suit a food hall because it's kind of like a pub. But with a lot less alcohol involved.
Yeah, I think something in the sort of catering slash hospitality industry would suit Linda very well.
Restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's options.
Manager.
But then again, if Elaine doesn't die, where does Elaine go? Are they going to just start a new business altogether? Where does George go, essentially?
Elaine would have suited the Albert. In my opinion,
would have done. Yeah,
wouldn't she?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I can't see Cindy having the Albert long term. I don't think that's a long-term arrangement.
But she would never give it to Elaine.
She wouldn't give it to Elaine, but then Kathy would never have willingly given it to Cindy, to be fair, would she? So
maybe there's something to be had there. Interesting.
It feels like there's going to be a bit of chess pieces moving around over the next few weeks. I think like Ben Wadey's coming in, he's got quite a specific sort of look as to what he wants the businesses in the square to look like.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm enjoying it so far. I've got faith.
Yeah, so far, so good.
So far, it's still early days, but so far.
I won't lie, I'm not overly thrilled that Ben's coming back, but other than that, I'm okay.
You
I'm
had
okay.
to shove that in there. You're digging your own grave there, Rob.
Oh, bring that on. I don't care. But, well, you know, he might come back and I might like him again. Do you know what I mean? I feel like my main issue with Ben was just the suffocation of the show. Because
I haven't missed him. That's all I'll say. I haven't missed him, but then give Callum a purpose. So
exactly. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But let us know in the comment section, ladies and gents. Where do you think people are going? It feels like everybody's moving around a little bit. And let us know what you think. And what about these new businesses, as Reece so wisely brought up? Do you think people are going to be going to them? There's a rival garage apparently in there somewhere as well. I can see Ben and Harry doing that, to be fair. That seems like quite a mixed thing to do,
isn't
it? I
feel like Ben still owns a bit of the garage, though. I feel like he still owns the...
Oh, he's going to come back and instantly try it. He's going to come back and him and Harry are going to be like deadly enemies, aren't they?
Blood enemies, yeah.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are.
The two game... Oh, no, Harry's not gay. That was just a look that he gave.
Yes, it was a look he saw when he... Oh, my mate's back and was very happy about it. That's all that was, really. That's all it was.
You were right. I'll give you that, see. Your observation.
Rob's always right.
Let's not push
hashtag,
it, Let's not
hashtag
push
once in a blue moon, Rob is right. There you go. Gold star this week, Ray.
I'm trying to think of my gold star. I'm torn between... Do I want to give it to Linda? No, I'm going to give it to Barney for facing up to reality, I think. But you know what I mean? For...
Yeah, yeah.
Having the mature approach to a
absolutely.
Situation. Barney.
Yeah, fair play. And I will give mine to Linda because I really, really, I did enjoy Linda this week. And that scene between her and Johnny was really, really nice. And I thought Kelly Black played it beautifully. So there
she
we
does.
Go. Final section of the podcast, ladies and gents, as usual, is a little bit of news and some comments from you. Right then, before we go much further, we must discuss some schedule changes. Summer arrives and sport arrives, and that means that the schedules get thrown all out of whack.
Boo, sport!
For people who care about sport, I'm sure that's much rougher, but, you know, it's not my bag, I have to say. Wimbledon, I could not care less about, do you know what I mean? My mum's obsessed with it. I think tennis is one of the most boring sports to watch in the world myself. I'd rather watch a game of golf, quite frankly, than I would tennis, but that's just me.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. You're quite
my partner's
right.
obsessed with golf, and I can tell you I'd rather watch Wimbledon anyway.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, I'd rather rip my own eyeballs out, but, you know, it's...
Than either of them.
Exactly. So, but for the next 2 weeks, buckle in, because some quite dramatic schedule changes have occurred over the next fortnight. Next week, Monday and Tuesday are the only days when EastEnders is going to be on for a double bill on each day on BBC Two. Okay,
what?
So yes,
whoa,
madness,
whoa.
Madness. Monday and Monday, so 7 o'clock and 7:30 on BBC Two. It's a double bill of EastEnders, and then the same for Tuesday, 7 o'clock and 7:30, double bill for the other two episodes of the week, and that's it.
Are they being uploaded to iPlayer still in the morning?
I don't know. They haven't announced that yet. But all I'm saying is that all the TV... I don't know. I don't know is the thing. But the TV schedule, at the very least, they haven't said what they're doing about iPlayer. But that's your schedule for next week. And then the following week is... even madder. So there's not another episode of EastEnders. Bearing in mind... double bill Monday and Tuesday. There is then not another episode of EastEnders on until the following Wednesday... at 8 o'clock on BBC One for another double bill. So 8 o'clock and 8:30. And then there's another episode on the next day on the Thursday at 7 o'clock and then Friday at 7 o'clock for the other two episodes. Madness.
Well,
what are we going
to
do?
So they're still being uploaded to iPlayer though.
Yeah. I mean, I would have thought so. I would have thought so. I mean, we're just going to have to watch the episode on an early upload on Friday and then do the pod straight after that, aren't we?
Thanks, EastEnders. BBC.
Cheers, Wimbledon.
No, thanks, Wimbledon.
Thanks, Wimbledon.
Thanks for that, Wimbledon. Anyway, well, at least next week should be easy enough. But that sucks as well, anyway.
It's because 8 days.
Like, we're obviously going to binge watch them when we're out. And
yeah,
not, like,
of course
when
we are.
Out and not save them. And then we've not got anything for a week.
Exactly. And it is over a week until the next episode, then.
I'm sorry, Wimbledon, right? I know that you want to hear and all that jazz, but this affects people's daily routines, you know? It affects our lives.
They don't think about us as podcasters when they're doing things like this, do they?
Well, and viewers. It affects everyone's routines. Anyway,
so just in summation, the 30th and the 1st of this month, no, the 30th of June, Monday, BBC Two, 7 o'clock and 7:30. The next day, which is the 1st of July, Tuesday, 7 o'clock and 7:30 on BBC Two. And that's it for the week until the Wednesday, 9th of July, which is Wednesday, BBC One at 8 o'clock, and then followed by another episode at 8:30. And then the next day, Thursday, 7 o'clock, next day, Friday, 7 o'clock, all on BBC One that week. So...
Wow.
There you go. The ratings are going to be a mess for the next 2 weeks, essentially. You know they are.
Yeah, well, there you go. Poor Ben Wadey as well, coming into all these disruptions.
Not his fault. But there you go. So we'll have to arrange privately what we're doing with the podcast recording over the next couple of weeks. But that's our problem, not yours.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a bit of news. We called it, really, I have to say. We did say this might happen. Anna's gone.
Yeah.
And this does seem to be, they framed it in the papers as saying it was a mutual decision.
Yes, I've seen that, yeah. Fair enough, it may well have been.
It may have been, but Freddie and Anna both going in and saying, I think it's time for me to move on anyway, just as Ben Wadey apparently has a good storyline idea for them that would facilitate their exit. Make your own conclusions. However,
true.
I feel like Freddie and Anna are just going to leave together now, then, aren't they?
You think, maybe they're going to just say we want a fresh start away from Gina.
Yeah, I can see just a happy ending. I feel like it's just a happy ending for those two, really. They can just go off and do bird watching in...
Yeah, but then they said that there's a big storyline for Freddie, so what would it be?
Don't know. I mean, it's not going to be for a while yet. I feel like it's going
to... She's not going to get... You don't think she's going to get pregnant again? No, because it wouldn't make sense for her to go away if she was, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. So, no. I mean, all of this, obviously, kind of works quite well with the Knights not being in the Vic anymore, but... Hey, I don't know. It's just, I can see 100% Freddie and Anna all leave together, and I can see them having a fairly sort of lighthearted, harmless exit as well. I feel like they're both going to go off to Malaysia or something like that.
Go traveling and find themselves or something, go bird watching.
Yeah, all that sort of thing. Or look at some Birds of Paradise or something, and then that'll be Anna and Freddie. That's my guess.
Yeah, I can see that. Why not?
Hey, fair play to him. Good luck to Molly Rainford, bless her. There you go. End of Anna. I feel like, you know, it's not going to absolutely break the show, Anna leaving, really, is it?
No, she's done some quite big things while she was there. Mm, like, she did the whole interactive episode and stuff. But, good luck to you.
Good luck to you, love. Good luck to you. So, we had an email, didn't we, Ray?
We've got an email from Talking Walford who says, "Hi guys, no idea if you filmed tomorrow's episode. Guessing you probably have. We hadn't actually. We're doing it now. But a question for you both: what do you think to Rita Simons quitting Hollyoaks and Sam Womack saying she'd be up for returning to EastEnders with her if the story was told right? Feels like it could actually be happening." I mean, when I saw Rita Simons say she was leaving Hollyoaks,
yes,
that was my first thought, because I had seen the Sam Womack thing as well. I'm like, oh.
I mean, why has she left Hollyoaks is my first question. You know, yes, she has said, you know, it's time to move on. But, you know what?
She's also said she wants to just, she just said, "I've enjoyed Liverpool, but I want to move back to London."
Do you now?
To EastEnders, maybe.
Okay, so we may be in the realms of fantasy a bit at the minute, Rue, but the idea of just completely and utterly reversing the Ronnie and Roxy death, if we were talking about it from a serious perspective, what do you think? Would it feel all right to you? Would you be bothered?
Absolutely. 100%. Did we see him die on screen? A little bit.
We saw him floating in the river, and then we did see Ronnie's body in the cemetery. Well, not in the cemetery. I think Jack went to identify her body, and we saw it then. We never saw Roxy.
But Jack could be in on it.
See, the thing is, with Ronnie and Roxy, the fans very quickly came up with multiple theories as to how they could have played
Roxy was on the hardcore cocaine at the time, right?
Yeah.
So she got into some trouble with the drug
Yeah.
dealers. They had to fake their own death.
Yeah. Ronnie had the whole thing
Roxy
with Carl
explained it.
White.
Yeah. Yes. See,
There's
Ronnie could
ways.
have explained it to Jack so that he could identify the body and be in on it for all we know, as long as you two are safe. Blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah.
And the Mitchells got over that incredibly quickly at the time, if you
Yeah.
remember.
And wasn't Billy, was Billy the funeral
Yeah,
director at the
he
time?
was.
Sorry,
So
totally.
there's ways and
Just do
means.
it. Just do it, Wade. Just do it.
Where do you think? Okay, but like talking about it from, if we're talking about this totally seriously, what do you think? I mean, we've not long had Cindy brought back from the dead, okay? So where do you kind of sit on the whole sort of like, is does it risk kind of like messing with a little bit with the realism of the show a little bit? Is it a bit
Constantly
too
doing it.
far? Yeah. What do
All
you
I'm
think?
going to say is make these the last two that you bring back from the dead and I'll be happy. Don't do it again. If I'm being totally honest, and I was saying this from an unbiased thing because I really want Roxy and Ronnie back, I would say it is probably a bit too ridiculous and that they can't keep doing it to characters. But I love Ronnie and Roxy, so bring it on for me.
This is the thing. I think that the killing of Ronnie and Roxy, on the whole, is seen by fans of the show as one of the worst decisions the show ever made.
A hundred, like I dare say the worst.
Well,
I might.
you could throw in things like killing Pat off and
Pat, I
killing
was just
Abby.
thinking the Pat
Pat
thing
and
though, to be
Abby, I
fair, when
think
I
were
said
two.
it.
Pat and Abby, I think, are
Yeah.
up there. Possibly
True.
Stephen as well, but then a lot of that was Sean O'Connor.
But also, so let's say you were comparing the Abby to Ronnie and Roxy.
I
I
mean,
did like
no.
Abby, but I'd prefer Ronnie and Roxy to come back. And at
Oh,
least
well,
it'd be a bit more believable
I
in
don't think
some
there's no
ways.
universe that you could bring Abby back because we very
Well, no, we
blatantly saw
literally
her die.
saw
We
her.
saw her die, so that's not going to happen. And whatever. And the same with Pat, she literally died from cancer in front of our very eyes, and that's not going to happen. Ronnie and Roxy, I feel like given, especially given Ronnie's character history, she is again a bit like Cindy, the sort of like mad person that something like that could happen to,
I
and
agree.
I feel like if they did it, went into it properly and threw all their effort in making their return and the reason for them faking their death as realistic as possible, maybe give us some flashbacks as to how they made it
Yeah.
happen.
That'd be good. I'd
That
be
would
there
be
for
good.
that, yeah.
I feel like there's ways and means that they could make it work. Yes, you are pushing reality just a little bit, and does it sort of make EastEnders, because which has always been one of the most grounded of soaps. Hollyoaks have literally just brought somebody back who we literally just saw die, Claire from the
Oh,
Hollyoaks, literally,
yeah.
and apparently she was literally seen run over by a car and was pronounced dead at the scene, but
Yeah, I do vaguely remember that, yeah.
but
When I
whatever,
watched it.
that's not what this is.
No.
There are ways and
Well,
means that you could
the thing
potentially bring
is,
in
we're saying,
sisters.
so they brought Kathy back and they brought Cindy back and they brought Dirty Den back. That were a big shock with Dirty Den at the time.
Again, never
Kathy
saw
and
a dead body.
Cindy, but this is it. And with Kathy and Cindy, they were both dead off screen. This would be the first time that we half saw somebody actually die on screen that they've done it,
It
which to me
would.
is a bit different.
Yeah,
With the Kathy and
100%.
Cindy thing, it got explained away quite well that they basically had to go into hiding. The both of them for different
Cindy's
reasons.
story did make sense, to be fair, I think, as well, didn't it?
Yeah,
Like
I think they played it out well, to be
it was
honest.
realistic. Well, not realistic, but you know what? It's realistic as it could possibly be, I think. It was believable.
I agree. I agree. And that she had this secret life in my. And Ronnie and Rock, I think they could make it work, but then I think you would have to stop after that and not bring any more back.
But the thing is that who else could you do that to? I feel like they've basically done it to everybody that they could theoretically do it to, right? Because everybody else will have. I don't can't think of anybody
Like
else that's.
Martin, but you couldn't do it to
Again,
Martin.
Martin, we saw literally die on screen. Like so,
Kush, you couldn't do
but
it to
then
Kush.
no, except mind you, Kush. You could say that Kush fell into one of those little pits that they have on
Crawled
the
under the
underground.
thing.
And then just sort of decided, well, there's a serial killer after me. I'm going to leg it for a
Yeah.
bit. Let us know in the comments. I mean, we could be completely in the world in the realm of fantasy here and sort of pleading, but do you know what? Most of the reaction I see online to the idea of bringing the sisters back is sort of like, we genuinely don't care that it would be silly. Just
Yeah,
do it.
same. Just do
It
it.
was a
Yeah, we're not
huge
bothered how it
mistake.
happens. Do it. I agree. Yeah.
It was a huge mistake to do it in the first place. Arguably, you could say Ronnie especially needed a break. Because she was becoming like so, like her storylines were getting madder and madder and madder, weren't they? So she did need to sort of step away and be a bit more of a normal person for a bit. Killing her off was a ridiculous idea, and I think many people will just die on that hill. Like, just ridiculous to do that, especially as heartlessly as she did it as well, And I feel like it would actually be quite a good finger up to the story itself to just bring them back as well.
I agree, so fingers crossed.
Hey, let's see what happens. But let us know what you think of the idea of bringing the sisters back full time. You can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes, you can indeed. Did you just do that off by heart for the first time?
Yeah.
Did oh, you know, you were reading it.
Yeah, I just changed a little bit.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
tweaked
I thought
a little bit.
Just riffing. I thought you were being confident with it and riffing.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, sorry, sort of Rob. Thing. Still need my prompt.
Yes. So next week's pod, we'll see what they're doing with the uploads to see what we do, but we'll let you know if there's any.
Are we just still be the same time next week? It's just are we just gonna Tuesday next
yeah,
week.
Yeah. Are we just going to record on the same time next week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
unless
we should.
We do somehow make it work, but I think
just
because Wimbledon's changing everyone else's lives, we don't need to.
It doesn't need to
do
change
that.
Our lives. We're independent, Wimbledon.
Everyone's
going
to be like, no, release it earlier. We need some kind
of
fix.
Now we've said that.
We'll bang our way in between there.
True.
Yeah.
Expect the same time next week, ladies and gents, although on time this next week. But until then, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.